So I went to the ITV studios. Pretty much after that, they wanted me to be on the show. I was a fucking massive celebrity. I wrote, I, Jack Fincham, are going to win Love Island 2018. And I'd envisioned it so many times. I knew.
Do you feel like the edit you got set you up for a foul?
Yeah. When I was doing the PA, three, four, five days a week. Drinking solid every single day. Been an idiot, I've crashed a car, gone out, been caught taking drugs. I was always doing that. So Danny's off climbing a mountain for charity. And I'm in an hotel room sniffing cocaine. The guy that I'd accidentally signed with tried suing me for $100,000.
Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.
So for my first episode, I'm joined with...
It's me, isn't it?
Jack Fincham. Well, I did it really all good.
It's good.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay. Well, obviously, I thought I'd invite you on because you're always in the press about headlines...
For my sins, isn't it?
No, but not all the time, Jack. I feel like, obviously, because I know you so well, I feel like a lot of the time I read things and they are completely ridiculous.
Yeah, but I'll ring you up after and go, have you not seen that? Or I'll send you it and go, that ain't that bad, is it?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
So even when I spoke to my friend, she's a journalist, she was like, well, Jack doesn't really ever comment on it.
No.
So I thought, what a good space to talk about it on here with me. Obviously, we've known each other
on the record,
years.
Eh?
On the record. So I just wanted to ask a little bit about you before you went on Love Island and if you always did want to go on Love Island. So start from the beginning, Jack.
What do you mean?
So obviously people know you from Love Island, you won it, you know, you was massive. When I first met you, I remember, like, my first memory of Jack would
be... You fancied me.
No.
You did.
I thought it was all right, but my first memory of you was obviously, we was at a boxing show and people were just stopping you constantly.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even speak to you for 10 minutes without literally you getting flooded with people. Mm. So obviously everyone knows you from that, or if they don't, they probably don't live in this country. But what was your life like before you went on Love Island? Did you always want to do it?
No, do you know, I'll tell you exactly what happened, So basically, I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sitting, like, basically, I sold, like, office supplies, stationery. I made selling pens cool. And it's pretty cool now, to be honest. Do you know, all the people, like, that done that job in the area, when Love Island was on at the time, off the subject, but they was like, they'd ring up people to try and sell them office supplies and stationery. And they go, do you watch Love Island?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah. And they go, you see Jack? And they go, yeah. They go, we do what he does. So that they actually did make it cool.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I've done that. I was really good at it. Done it for years since I was like 17. But I remember I was sitting at my desk, right? And I remember getting a message through on Instagram at the time, yeah. And it was like, oh, do you want to come for an interview for like a returning ITV2 show?
Yeah.
I thought it was a wind up, first of all.
I thought it was Towie,
I'd have been like, no way. I'm trying to get back on it now. No, but like, yeah, so they said, oh, do you want to come for like returning ITV2 show and all that, yeah. I thought maybe it could be Towie, actually.
Yeah.
Was it on ITV2 at that point, 5 years ago?
I don't know, I think we're on ITVB now. We've been demoted a bit.
ITV2, no way. So they said that. I was like, nah, I just ignored it, yeah?
Yeah.
But I never really done much special on it. I just used to, like, mess about on stories and whatnot, yeah? And then they messaged again. Said, like, I think you're really good. So my mum was like, oh, Jack, just go in there. I was like, oh, fine. So I went to the ITV studios, went there and done the interview and stuff. Then literally that same day, I got back and they was like, I was driving home from work and they was like, oh, can you come in again tomorrow? The execs want to meet you. I was like, that's a bit quick, isn't it?
Mm.
Wasn't they keen? And then, I'd done that. And then pretty much after that, they wanted me to be on the show. And it was really quick turnaround. This was in about March time, do you know what I mean? And then the show, we started filming in May, do you know what I mean?
On the Record with Chloe B is exclusively sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out, as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount.
So was it something you always wanted to do? Did you always want to be on TV?
No, what it was is at work, people would say to me, I believe in like manifestation and stuff like that.
So that's one of the articles I've actually got here. So obviously I wanted to find out about before you went on to Love Island and then after you said that you manifested winning.
Yeah.
So is it something you always wanted to do?
Well, no, the point I was making is like, so I never was like, oh, I want to be on telly. Like, I've never thought like that. I believe in like the manifestation stuff like that. But people at work would say to me all the time, mate, you should be on telly.
Yeah.
Just where I used to have a laugh at them and stuff like that. So I kind of thought, oh, that would be fun. It was like a fun idea, but never like directly was like, oh, I want to be on TV. But then when they said to me in March time, that you are going to be on the show, this happening, basically, I just got right into The Secret and that. I just was watching, I've read it once on holiday and I forgot it, instantly forgot it. But then, so I started watching it, and then I literally would just say, but I like it was weird. Like, I proper like invested myself into the secret and the manifestation thing. I really like invested myself into it. Do you know what I mean? And I understood it perfectly. That's why I get frustrated now, because I understand it so well that like I get annoyed when I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because trust me, it fucking works.
Like, you can do it.
Honestly, it works with anything.
Yeah.
Like, it works, man. And once you know how to do it, you can do whatever you want. And I wrote down a few times. I've actually found a bit of paper. It was in the paper that I wrote. I wrote, I, Jack Fincham, are going to win Love Island 2018. Wrote it, put it in a drawer, forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say it to myself. I'd say, I, Jack Fincham, are going to win. But then I'd said it so many times in my head and thought about it, and I'd envisioned it so many times.
Yeah.
I knew. Like, the day I actually walked into the villa and I walked down there, I knew. Like, I knew I was going to win. But I can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's such a strange, like, feeling, and it's such a weird thing to explain to someone.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, what if I went home today? Like, I just knew I was going to win. I knew whatever happened. I didn't know who I was going to meet and what I was going to do, but I knew. It was weird, man.
Basically, what he's saying is he just bowled into the villa. Yeah, knew he was going to win.
I walked in, I went, this mob, no chance.
I'm going to win.
They have got no chance. but this is what I'm saying. Can I just say as well, right? I never spoke about this for a good couple of years after, because I thought, if I say it, I'm going to look like a right arrogant
knob. You're going to look quite
arrogant. Like a knob.
No, but you don't. You're saying you manifested.
But it wasn't, this is the point. It weren't me going in there going like, I'm just better than everyone, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Like, I knew, because I'd already envisioned it.
So you know when you was in there, did you really enjoy it?
Cause I loved it, man.
You did. So a lot of my friends have done it. And like, when I asked them, they said they enjoyed it, but it's not all that it's cracked up to be. And like, it's like,
I won, didn't I?
All right, Jack. We know.
I don't like to go on about it, but
you'd bring it up all the time.
No, I don't, yes, Chloe. No, I don't.
He answers You're the lying. Phone. No, he goes, I don't. Hello, what's this? The Love Island winner?
No,
you
I don't
do.
Say that.
You
Jack Fincham, Love Island winner, 2018. No, I don't do that. No, but like, yeah, no. Go on, Karen, what are you saying? I did enjoy it.
You loved it.
I loved it. Yeah.
So when you come out,
don't get me wrong though. There was times you think we're in here a long time every day. There was times I thought, I do miss home. You know, I do want to do this and do that. There was times like that, you know, towards the end. And you start, I started going a bit mad in the end.
Really?
You,
it's you nothing
I
mean? To do.
It's not even that, because, I don't know, you started acting really silly and I was getting more, I'm childish anyway, but I was getting more and more childish as the weeks went on. You'd have loved it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. No, so obviously when you left, obviously I see clips of when you was in Love Island. And the person I know now, obviously, I've known you for 4 years. Yeah. You are that person, 100%. But I wouldn't say that's you completely.
No way.
In any way. So the edit you got in there, I feel like you got an amazing edit. You really did. Like, everyone loved you.
You're saying it like I didn't deserve it.
No, you do. No.
You got such a lovely edit.
No, you do deserve the edit. But what I'm saying is, when you went on to do other shows after that, do you feel like the edit you got from Love Island sort of set you up for a foul? Because 100%. Everyone thought you was amazing.
Look, listen, and like, I'm Chloe. Like, you know me. Very well, yeah. I'm very well. I'm not an angel by any means, yeah. Mm. So I feel like, look, everything that happened in Love Island between me and Danny was like, it's all real. Like, I loved her. I thought I loved her. Like, it was all real stuff, real emotions and that.
Yeah. And when you are in a house like that and it is so confined, like, all your feelings are 10 times higher.
Oh my God. Honestly, do you know how amplified it is?
100%. You've not got a phone.
You've got to think, put it this way. This is how I try and explain to people when people feel, I can't be real. No, trust me, it's real. You think, say you just first start dating someone, you'd see him on the weekends or maybe once in the week for like 3 hours when you're going on a date. You've done 3 months worth of dating in the space of 2 days.
Yeah, of course.
You're sleeping in a bed with them, next to them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In your pants. The first ever time you meet them. And bear in mind, you don't know this person.
No.
It's not like you're all drunk after a night out and you go back with someone. It's not. Like, you're sleeping in the bed with them, you wake up, you're having breakfast.
Mm.
You know, normally I can't wait to get out of there in the morning. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean. But what was the point I was making?
So the point I was making is, do you feel like the edit you got on Love Island, even though it was an amazing edit, do you feel like it set you up for a foul?
Yeah,
because I think it did.
Yeah, but look, I'm not a bad person by any means, yeah? But
no, but the thing is,
they made me out to be just an absolute angel. Like, just the nice, it's not about being nice, it's not about being a nice person.
No, because you are a lovely person.
I know I'm a nice person. It was just more like, you know what I mean? You'd think butter wouldn't melt in that kid's mouth.
Never.
So like, then when I would go and do something silly, you know what I mean? Like, we all make mistakes, and I will probably continue to make mistakes. That's just part of who I am.
Mm.
I've always been like that. And, you know, everyone that watched me on there, they said, that's Jack 100%. But then when I would do silly things, I'd get press write things about me because I've been an idiot. I've crashed a car. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I've gone out, been caught taking drugs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never done. I was always doing that. I was always being an idiot, but I was lovable. I was a lovable idiot.
And the thing is as well, I feel like in Love Island, you've got none of them temptations. You are literally told you can have this many amount of alcohol. Yeah. You can do this. You've got none of that. So the minute you come into
I was always gutted. I was like, can I have another one? He's like, no.
So the minute you come into the outside world, I feel like in a way you sort of are set up for a foul. 100%. Especially considering, you know, they always pick their villains and they pick their, you know, who they
and
want to
yeah,
be the
best and I
person.
I think that's what it was, Chloe, to be honest. I think I've never watched it all back. I've watched clips or a couple of episodes here and there. But I think from very early on, I think they wanted us to win.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that was how it was going to pan out. Mm. I wouldn't know that in there. Listen, when you're in there, you don't know when you're going to go. Obviously, I knew I was going to win.
Yeah, because you knew it.
I'm joking. But you know what I mean? So like, you don't know any of that when you're in there. But then like, what was I saying? Yeah, you don't know that when you're in there, but looking back on it, I think that's the way they wanted it to go.
And so,
you know,
when you've done other shows, like obviously, I remember when you done Celebs Go
Oh
Dating,
my God.
You got a lot of hate for that,
everyone,
didn't you?
Everyone was going, I'll tell you why, you know, I was on them dates and it's quite intense, yeah, like, you know, it's quite, no, you've done it.
I was never happy about Jack being on them dates, really.
No, yeah, no, he's jealous.
He's probably dating me, that's why.
I wasn't dating you, no, I was talking to you, probably. I was talking to you. Mind you, when you done Celebs Go Dating, you was talking to me.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah, and all you right. Go, Jack, I'm going out on a date. I can't be having a shit time.
Yeah, but when you did do Celebs Go Dating, I feel like that wasn't...
No, but they edited me, like... They did edit me to look like a bit of a prat sometimes.
Yeah,
and
but
I
you
did
can
listen.
Be a bit of a prat, though. That's the thing. Like,
what
you
do you
can.
Mean?
Yeah, but everyone can. Like, I can. But what I'm saying is, you can be a bit of a prat, but they never showed that in Love Island. So when you went on to Celebs,
they see me like messing about being silly in Love Island, Sam doing funny voices, and how I would be like, don't listen, you got to understand, in Love Island, especially as well, there are days like where you get up and you think, oh, like, I can't be arsed today. Like, how you would in life.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Up,
yeah.
And now they've got to go to work all day. You don't wake up every morning to get in the office. You don't go, yeah, I can't wait, like, every day, do you?
Yeah.
So
when do you feel like the press sort of changed for you? Because obviously when I first met you, you was on a massive high, like, on such a big
literally.
High. No, you wasn't.
No.
So when do you feel like things sort of changed for you in the media? Do you know, like, when there was a turning point where you went from being, like, Jack from Love Island that everyone loved to the press sort of turning on you? When do you
I remember someone telling me, I can't pinpoint that, but a couple of people said it. And I was just talking, I think there were people that have been in this industry for years and stuff like that. And, you know, we was at the ITV Palooza, every party. It might have been there, actually. No, I've never been to that one, have I? That's the one I used to lie and say I've been invited to. But
I've got a really funny story. So when I'd first gone on Towie, me and Jack had, like, started dating or whatever. And Jack went to me, going to the ITV Palooza. And I'd never heard of it before, so I went, oh, I don't know, maybe. And then I went to him like a week later, oh, by the way, like, my invite come through for the Palooza, and Jackson,
I didn't even have one.
Invite never arrived.
And then I went to, what did I say? I was like, oh, I don't really fancy
I don't want
to
go
it.
Anyway.
I don't want to go, I ain't got a suit.
You just didn't get an invite.
Oh, no, I didn't get an invite. I don't get invited to any of it now. No, but what was I saying?
When you notice the turn.
Yeah, no, so no, this is the, so, you know, when you go to all them sort of events, I spoke to a few people. And they basically said, look, always be careful of the press, because I wasn't really aware of it. I didn't think that people sometimes could just be that nasty for no reason. And I just find it so bizarre now that stories are just gossip about just nasty things for no reason. Like the amount I could sit here for hours and list off things, and you think they'll write something that's irrelevant to the story.
Oh, so irrelevant.
But it's actually a bit nasty. And what they don't understand is, well, they probably do understand, actually. I just think it's a case of not really caring. What it does for someone's mental health is ridiculous, because to everyone else, it's probably not a big deal when you see bad stories in the press and things not very nice about in the press, which I go through a lot, by the way. I'm not saying, look, I hold my hands up. I've done silly things, stupid things. So I am in the public eye, so they're going to write about it. Mm. So I'm not blaming anyone else. It's my own fault that these stories are out there. But I do sometimes think, if I weren't a strong person mentally,
yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? That could break you. Because to me, it is the end of the world. Because to me, I'm reading Jack's done this, Jack's done that, and this another story will come off the back of that, and they use a little snippet of one story, then turn it into a new story, and it's just, and you feel like the world is against you, and it's so, honestly, I can't expect, it's such, and you know what it's like, you know,
I do,
it's such a nasty, it's such a horrible feeling. You feel like no one likes you, like you feel like you've let all your family down, and do you know what, I do feel like I've let them down sometimes. I feel like I've embarrassed my little sister, she's at school, you know, and then there's a story about me crashing a car, you know, before, doing something silly. you know, she's got to go to school. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like I've let them all down. And do you know what I mean? Like,
even so as someone who's a friend of yours, though, I find it really hard to read sometimes. Like,
because
like,
you know I'm not that person. And do you know what as well? And I don't know why I do it. I'll end up reading, like, some of the comments, like, and I was thinking, I remember sitting there, and this is not even long ago, this is a couple of weeks ago, I thought, no one likes me anymore.
Mm.
I believed it, no one liked it. Now, it's only talking to you, talking to my brother, talking to mum. They go, of course people like you, Jack. Like,
yeah.
You've not hurt anyone. You've not killed anyone.
No.
You've just been a bit of a dick.
Jack blamed binging on coke on Love Island success.
See, look, even that, like, just calling it shame. Like, the words that are associated with coke shame and, like, binging. Mate, I went out, I had a night out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I got on it and someone's gone through the window. What, I'll tell you why this didn't really go down well. Because at the time, the girlfriend I was with at the time was climbing the mountain for charity.
And it's a bit of an opposite.
Yeah. So it didn't look great on me. So Danny's off climbing the mountain for charity and I'm in an hotel room sniffing cocaine. It ain't really great, is it?
No.
But look, I was doing it with a lot of other people. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But I remember how this whole thing went.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take the fall with that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
What, that was in the public
That was
fire.
With me, yeah. So, but I was fine to do that because I thought, because I'm not, you know what I mean? I
so don't want anyone else. That, yeah.
And I just didn't realise that was going to be the turning point. So after that, mate, the press just didn't really, they just don't really like me. Or they just thought that's his image, that's what we're going to continue to say, that's what he's like. When honestly, I'm not like that.
No,
look,
you're not that person.
I've just, look, mate, there's no secret. I've had struggles with drugs and drink. I think it's part of it. It's a bit of a culture thing. You know, when I'd be up in the city working, like, it was kind of a thing where everyone just did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But obviously I was not very good at controlling it. Do you know what I mean? And it has probably become a problem. There's, you know, when I've, like, missed out on jobs or not turned up stuff, it's 99.9% of the time because so I went out the night before.
Yes, there was an article that it says here that you'd said that you will never sort of forgive yourself for not turning up to this morning.
Oh, yeah, I would never forgive myself for that. You know, I went
but
out...
But the thing is, I do think, like, obviously, I know you've got to say what you've got to say about it, but so many people go out on nights out and don't turn up for work the next day. And these people are not still 4 years later. This was 4 years ago, Jack, still sitting there apologising for it. Like, listen, the mistakes you made are mistakes and, you know, they're your fault, they are. But the
and
fact
that's the
is
thing, I'm not saying they're not, I'm older man.
No one's saying that, but the people in the public eye, I feel like, is this constant thing of blaming ourselves, and we constantly blame ourselves for it. Like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have done that. No, we shouldn't have done it. But the thing is, what are you meant to do? You're literally meant to lay down and go, sorry, I won't be on telly anymore. What are you meant to do? Like, I feel like it's...
And I'll be honest, see with that, right, I was flying at the time, so I was doing ITV daytime competitions every morning, and it was really nice because I was good at it, really good at it. And I'd get, you know, I had people would come up to me in the street. I'm talking like my nan age, going, "Oh, I watched you and Andy Peters this morning." Like, and do you know what I mean? That was a better thing, not just like Jack from Love Island. That was a wicked thing, a wicked feeling.
Yeah.
And like me not turning up to that, I almost feel like I burnt my bridges with them, and I'm devastated about it.
Mm.
But you're right, I can't 4 years on keep like. Worrying about it, like, I've done it, I've apologised, I've moved on, I'm trying to, you know, not paint myself in a new light, I'm trying to show people the real me and give people a little bit of context to, like, you know, I'm not a bad person, I'm a good, nice person that just sometimes does silly things, but he's working on it. Listen, Chloe, I'm never going to be perfect, yeah?
Yeah.
I ain't going to be perfect.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean? You know, I know. That. Yeah, like, I'm never going to be perfect, but, like, what we spoke about the other day is like the point I'm making, when I'm in a really good headspace like I am now and I'm taking responsibility for things I've done, I want to spread a positive message to people.
The thing is,
and I want to say to people, look, you know, I'm not saying I won't end up doing something stupid again or go back to a shitty place. I might do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I'm not at the minute, and that all I want to do now is just be positive and, you know, try and help some people if I can, do you know what I mean?
Course.
To not do the things that I've done.
And I think the thing is as well, like, even though people do give you a lot of grief and stuff, I do think you are a positive role model because I think you, a lot
I'm
of
still here, and I, do you know what I mean?
And but I think a lot of people on social media, and I was even saying this to, like, Vicky as well the other day, they try and portray, like, this amazing image that everything's so perfect and so amazing. And I feel like even being around you, like, you know, I've not really been around many people that struggle with addiction, and you've been in my life for 4 years. Being around you has taught me so many different things that I didn't know.
Yeah, of course.
Before. Like, and I feel like even just being around you has taught me a lot. And I feel like the message that you spread to people, I've seen people message you on Instagram. Like, they message you and they'll be like, Jack, I'm feeling this way. And
I'll reply to them, always
give
them the time of day. Always give them the time of day. And that's why I've never really had any. I get like, when I read when people comment on an article and stuff, they always write the hate stuff. But I've never got hateful personal messages and DMs in it. People are always really positive and they understand. I get a lot of understanding people that understand what I'm going through. Do you know what I mean?
Listen.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, people think I'm just doing this to be an idiot. But I make these silly decisions. Like, I've gone out and took drugs and drunk and that. You know, because number one, I'm still just a normal person. You know, if you went and done it, or anyone else in here went and done it. Not you. Actually, it'd be different if you done it. They would definitely say something. But if I don't know, one of my mates went out and done it.
Yeah.
No one would even know.
Yeah.
They would have gone out, not harmed anyone, not harmed a person. Gone out, had a drink, took some drugs, whatever. Gone to sleep, woke up, no one knows. But for me, when I do it, it's a big thing, and it's like. I'm not making those decisions because I just want to do it. It's something in my head that ain't like everyone else's. If you suffer from an addictive personality, like what I definitely most 100% do, I have to do everything to excess. Like, even when I'm collecting Fila, like, I couldn't just have two or three Fila jackets. I've gone and took a room up in the house with Fila. It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's silly, isn't it? So much Fila.
It's a lot.
I love Fila, though.
So much.
And these are kickers, 80s.
Yeah, I know. You them on the way
and
in.
Corduroys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an obsession with the 80s.
It's
now.
Weird, isn't it?
I'd rather be obsessed with the 80s than everything.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so now I'm not making decisions just because I'm going, fuck everyone else. I want to do it. It's because I can't help it.
So what would you say to the people? Like, I fully agree with what you're saying. But don't what would you say to the people that would argue and say, you went on TV, you signed up for this? Yeah. What would you say to them?
I'll get where they're coming from. Like, everyone, they can have their opinion. But that's why I'm sitting here now talking about it. Because everyone else, like I said, anyone else that done it would go and do it. They don't then have to sit and talk about it or be open about it or put a statement out or message people back. But I am doing that. Yeah. If I really did think, fuck everyone, like, fuck that, I'll just do it and then not mention it again and go, whatever, I think what you want. But I care what people think. I care what people think. I want young kids to look up to me. Like, you know, when I'm in the boxing gym, like, and I'm training, even when I was about 16, 17, I used to help train the juniors.
Yeah.
Like, kids look up to me in the boxing gym because I know what I'm talking about and I enjoy being there. I want people to look up to me in all aspects of my life.
Yeah.
And that's why I will talk about it, honestly. And I am in such a really good place now, and I'm working on myself and I'm coming the best version of myself I can. But all the shitty things that I've done, you know, over the last year, look, they're biting me on the ass, but I'm dealing with them.
Yeah.
That's why I want to spread a positive message and say that you can all, it doesn't define you. If you do all these silly things, that's not who you are.
No.
Them articles ain't who I am.
No.
They're not.
Do you feel like your problems with addiction are something you've always had in your
life? Yeah, definitely.
Definitely
are, but I didn't realise that they was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because it was such a thing, like, it was every, but that's why, and do you know why it went wrong afterwards? It's because before I'd be at work, Monday to Friday. I'd be Monday, Friday. So Friday, Saturday, I'd end up going out, getting on one and partying for 2 days, yeah?
Yeah.
But then after that, my schedule weren't like that anymore. When after Love Island, it was
no consistency.
There's no consistency. So sometimes I'd get bored. Mm-hmm. And my way that I had been embedded in my brain of fun, because I weren't boxing at the time anymore, my idea of fun was you went to the pub, you got pissed with your mates, and you ended up going to a rave or something on the Saturday and got, like, so that was still instilled in my brain. So when I had a free day on a Tuesday, oh, fucking hell, oh, I ain't got work today, let's go to the pub.
Yeah.
That's it, bang, I'm on one. But not thinking, fuck, I've got something to do Wednesday, shit. I'm just doing it because that was just how life was. But when I do it before, I'd do it on the Friday to Saturday. Sunday, I never went out on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean? The Friday to Saturday, I'd go out. But I knew I didn't have. I'm not letting anyone down.
You never went out on a Sunday.
No, I did go out on Sunday. I did go out sometime.
I thought there were. I've never known you to. No. Sorry, it's a Sunday. I can't. I looked at you as a liar.
No, yeah, I would go out. But you know what I mean. I weren't letting anyone down. Like, no. You know what I mean. It weren't like a big. I'm not being funny. If I didn't go into work on the Monday, big deal, I'd do all my emails at home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This time round, if I let someone down, but I wish I had someone to sit me down and just try and help me change the way my mind thought.
Yeah.
When I was doing the PAs, and Chloe, mate, they was hard work, the PAs. Yeah. Fun, like, they're brilliant, but I'd do like 3, 4, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but one in the morning, just drinking solidly.
Mm-hmm.
every single day. But a few times I'd get overexcited at these PAs. I was bringing all my mates, was getting like...
But it's hard not to, though.
You know what I mean? It's hard not to. So what happened was, is one of the bosses of all the nightclubs cancelled all my PAs for that group.
Yeah.
So I lost out on thousands of pounds.
Why did they cancel it?
Because I didn't turn up to a couple and they said, oh, we can't have him anymore. He's not turning up. So I won't turn up because I was too hungover from the PA the night before.
It's so hard, isn't it? Like, you look so at these
I think if you're a different sort of person... You'd pace yourself. No way. I'm in there. I'm under my hour. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me for photos. I've got all my mates there.
Yeah, but it's so hard.
How can you imagine? I was a young 26-year-old. I wasn't like a mature 26-year-old.
You was massive at that time. Like, you just come out of Love Island. You just won it. You had a spin-off show. You're doing all these PAs. You've done all these things. I think it's... Like, I get it, and people go, what an idiot. But the thing is as well, like, I saw it. I weren't even in it, but I saw it and thought... I don't know how he's going to stay grounded because I probably couldn't. No. In that moment, you can't. And I think, like, what advice would you give to the Love Islanders coming out now? Like, obviously, I see that you were around, like, Sammy.
Oh, yeah, he's lovely. He's from the same area as me. But do you know what, right? I'd just say to everyone, I'd say, I've got so much advice, but like, honestly, my DMs are always open to anyone that's been on reality TV because I can genuinely give them really good advice. Like, first of all, I'd say, actually appreciate what's going on around you. Because for me, it was like, on to next thing. Before you knew it, 3 years had gone past.
Yeah.
And now I think back, and sometimes I'll sit there and I'll think, oh my God, what about that time I was filming in China?
Yeah.
I mean, what about that time I was standing next to Dermot O'Leary, like actually just and filming together? What about the time when I hosted the NTA's red carpet? Do you know how big that is?
Yeah.
I was on ITV1 hosting the NTA's on the red carpet, interviewing Danny DeVito. That's mental.
Yeah.
But it was all just quick, and the next thing, because it was so intense. You know, I'd do like 3 PAs and I had to get back from Birmingham to go and be on This Morning or Lewis Women at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was, honestly, I don't even think the guys that do it now even get that much stuff. It's so like...
You won it at the peak, though, didn't
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
One of the articles I found here, it says, I won Love Island but lost my true friends after being called by fake ones. So what do you feel about that?
The way they've said that is like...
He was conned.
I wasn't like that. So I went, do you want to be my mate? Got him. I've got him. That's not how it happened.
Yeah. Like, we've got him.
I've got him now. What an idiot. Like, it was, do you know what? Right. I got caught up in all that stuff. And then I felt like some of my mates that had been my mate all them years didn't like support what I was doing. I think there was undertone of jealousy from a few mates. Definitely.
Yeah, but I think that's a normal thing to feel like when so you're doing so different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and you know, for an undertone of jealousy all the time, and it was a. I know that, you know, there was a few comments from people. There was a bit like, you've got all this money, you haven't even done anything for it. I've had to work all my. Oh, mate, I'm not taking that away from you.
Yeah.
The money was coming easy at the time, but that's just how that industry was.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away that you're grafting your bollocks off all day. I'm not saying that.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like. You know, and I felt like that, and I felt like everyone was treating me differently. Like, honestly, even people I'd known for years were treating me like, you know, and it was all, and I just, and do you know what, I think, I don't know if it's that deep down I was never really happy with myself. I felt like, why do I deserve this? Why, you know.
It's that imposter syndrome a lot of people talk about.
It's honestly, Chloe, like, I'd feel, I was a fucking massive celebrity.
Mm.
And I would never want to say that out loud. I never used to act like it because I felt like, oh, I don't, like, people think I'm a prick. I'm a prick for saying it. So I was mixing with people that have been on TV for years. I was on the radio. I was like presenting ITV daytime every morning with Andy Peters, who's a legend.
Yeah.
That is someone that's a celebrity, but I wouldn't feel like I was. So I'd be like, I wouldn't want to say anything. And like, I felt like everyone thought I was a bit of a knob.
Yeah.
I never wanted to talk about what I'd done. You know what I mean? So I ended up just, sometimes I recluse myself a little bit.
Yeah.
But then all loads of people that wanted to be my mate and all that. You know what I mean?
Do you find like you had quite a lot of hangers on?
I took people on holiday, things like that. But you know what a lot of it was? I struggle with this a lot now, right? I'll worry with anyone, do they really like me or do they like me because I've been on telly? And that has been, for the last 5 years, I thought that about everyone.
Yeah.
I think it about even up, sometimes like even people double close to me. It's only about 3 or 4 people that I've never thought it with because they've never been mentioned and they don't care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But everyone else, even like, honestly, like, people very, very close to me, not you. I've never liked you. I've always, do you know what I mean? Like, it's really an hard one. So then I didn't really know who was my mate and who weren't.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm not really good at explaining this because it's such a, I know what it feels like inside.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like inside, but...
Do you feel like you being in them scenarios and sort of being with hangers on and people that weren't really your true friends, do you think they sort of led you to make the choice?
Do you know what? Just I only talk to like you and like three or four of my close mates and my family now. All people that, I'm not saying I dislike them. I've not fallen out with anyone. I haven't fallen out of anyone.
Yeah.
But like, I don't talk to them anymore because I just like, I just want to do my own thing. I don't want to be put in situations where, because that was the thing before where I was so normal and stuff. I don't want to put myself in situations that ain't going to be good for me. Do you know what I mean? I need to just be on my own and really concentrate on myself and what I'm doing and have the people around that have never gone anywhere, never treated me any different.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's the main one. I do feel like some people, not my close mates, but some people, there was like, always a bit of an undertone of jealousy there with stuff and they didn't like it. And like,
you know, like as well, you've not really got many friends in the industry, have you?
No.
So like, I feel like we're quite similar with that. You know, like, you know, when you go to like events and stuff and you see like these people, someone's just come off a series of Love Island.
So then they're meant to be everyone.
And they're all best friends. I find that all very like bizarre for me. Like, do you feel the same?
I've seen them slagging that person off the week before. And then all of a sudden they're like, they're all best mates and they're all like, oh my God, we're going to the opening of an envelope.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, there's a new restaurant. Let's all go together. Like, what are you doing? I ain't your mate. But again, that's happened with me. Like when I do them things, I'd feel bad. So I'm with all like celebrities and like, listen, it's not everyone. I'm talking it's sometimes, right? Yeah. You'd be with some people. I'd feel bad for my actual mates. I'd feel like, oh, are they going to think I'm leaving them? So I'm constantly worrying about other people.
Yeah.
Constantly worrying about what everyone thinks of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking has been... And that's probably why I used to drink a lot and get on it a lot, because I'm trying to forget about all this shit and just fucking go into my own, you know, forget about everything.
Yeah. And
that's definitely a part. It all works together, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think everything's so linked all together.
Yeah,
so
isn't it mad though? Yeah, like someone will just come off a show and all of a sudden...
I always see that.
But it's always certain. There's always, you know, we know what we're talking about.
We know.
Innit?
Because we say it, we're like, how are they best friends already? Like, they've literally just come off and then it'll be like my bestie.
Listen,
like,
I'm not saying there's even anything wrong with it, but again, is that just how we are though? Because I'm thinking, if I did that, people are thinking, what a prick, you don't even know him. Because I don't know if that's because I'm thinking that.
That's probably because we think that. Maybe
so it's a weird one, isn't it?
So you know when
that's why I've ended up with no mates.
Just me.
Yeah.
So you know,
Josh, isn't it?
You know when you noticed the bad press coming out about you.
Mm.
You know you said you.
But that's definitely the turning point though. That from that 2019 where nothing. I'd struggle to get a nice story.
So you know you had a lot of hangers on when you immediately come out of Love Island. Mm. Do you feel like the people that were hangers on once the bad press started to come, was they still there?
Nah. And also, I would never say any name, but there were some people that would reach out, like very like proper celebrities, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd want to meet, want to do stuff and things like that. As soon as any bad stories come out, fuck me, I would never be able to get hold of them.
Really?
Never.
I noticed when I had bad press about me, and obviously
they didn't want to know.
I've had quite a bit. I'd be shocked at some people that would reach out.
But that's the thing.
I'd be shocked at some really nice random people would message me and go, "Hi, Chloe, I want to check on you."
That's exactly right. Like, so when there's some stuff has been out recently. The people that you would think that wanted to be my mate, my best mate at one point, they wanted to be my best mate. No, I wouldn't be able to get hold of them now because they don't want to ruin their image, do they?
Yeah.
But the people that are past all that, I've had some proper some big celebrities messages go, I've seen that, don't worry about it. Because they don't need me for anything.
No.
They genuinely are just saying, I hope you're okay. But the ones that are just, you know, that are scared about their image, they wouldn't want to, listen, realistically, there's been times where I felt bad. People might think, fucking hell, Chloe, what are you doing with him again? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because exactly. I just don't think that's how life is.
Yeah.
I would never do that to someone.
Yeah.
I'd never be like that with anyone.
It don't bother me, Jack.
No.
So I'm not exactly...
Just don't do it again.
Just don't do it again, because it'd be embarrassing. So another article I've got here was, and this is obviously quite a sad article, when I read it, I remember reading it. It came out in 2021, and I was really upset when I read this. So it said, I hit rock bottom and I took an overdose.
Yeah.
Money ran out and the phone stopped ringing. So
that's upset me now, I think.
Me really upset, because obviously I was around you at this time when this happened. So
was that 2021?
It was. I remember it was Christmas. Bad year. It was Christmas of 2021. When that happened, do you feel like all of the things I've just read out, like the press sort of hounding you about things constantly and the fake friends that you were surrounded by, do you feel like this sort of led up to that for you?
It definitely. Do you know what? I would say if none of that happened, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's why, but they're happy. That's what I find strange, that they're happy to cover that story. Right, just write it, but then they're still hounding me now, writing bad stuff.
Yeah.
come on, man. Like, what do they want? It's sad, but I just don't think that's ever going to change. I just think that's how it is in the UK.
The thing is as well, there's been times as well, like...
But what happened there was actually, I was taking so many, like, anti-anxiety pills because I was in such a... But I didn't want to fucking... I just didn't want to deal with anything. And then I ended up just taking well too many. So it wasn't necessarily like, I'm taking these, I want to get to kill myself. That wasn't what I was trying to do. It was more just to fuck, I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I was just stressed out. I was just like, and then what I was doing, but now I don't think like that now. I was thinking like, why is he getting to do it and I'm not? You know, what's wrong with me? And then I think this industry as well really does...
It's a lot of comparison. You can hear yourself constantly.
But I think this industry really ain't good sometimes for your mental health because you'll start thinking, what's wrong with me then? Why didn't I get picked to do that campaign for whatever, L'Oreal? I don't know where that come from.
You've got good hair, you probably would.
Yeah, that's right, I'm just trying to get it now. Just looking at the camera, L'Oreal. If you're interested in anyone, I'm your man. Well, that, have you seen the height on it today?
It's so much height.
There's so much height on it today. There's loads of height on it.
A lot of height.
Yeah, so like you're always comparing yourself to people because you start thinking like, oh, you know, am I shit?
You know what it is as well with Love Island, like obviously
there's so much competition with Love Island
and there's new people every year. Yeah. There's two lots of new people every year because you have the winter one and the summer one.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it was hard for you to sort of keep up with the work you had going when new people started coming out? Was you losing work?
Yeah, I suppose, but it was mad. Like, not even up to like the end of 2020, mate, I was so busy all the time, but I was juggling like going out in between constantly. I was constantly partying. It was like I was getting always invited to different things and then I never had to pay for a drink, ever. Do you know what I mean? Which is music to my ears. Do you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That was always going on. But then after that, when you're not flavour of the month, that's what I find hard sometimes. It's like, whoever's like, I'm gonna say flavour of the month again.
Yeah.
It's a good saying. I've said that a few times recently, flavour of the month. Yeah, flavour of the month. Whoever is at the time, they get everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's one of the things where like you do want a good job at something. But the things I've done campaigns for like huge, but for Free Mobile, you know, McDonald's, McCoy's, like big brands that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've done unbelievable. So
you know when
job.
You've done Love Island, you know, like,
such a good job.
You know, like it's a thing. Like people, I always see people writing on Twitter like, "Oh, so and so's just on it for a pretty little thing deal." When you done it, like, what did you want from it? Like, I didn't really think.
But do you know what? I never done any of them. I would have got offered some serious money for them Boohoo deals and stuff like that, but yeah. I never done it.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna do my own clothing brand, but then that all fucked up. Do you know what? I'm actually gonna tell you this. Yeah. I'm gonna say this actually. So basically, I was fucked from the start. Yeah. So basically, what happened was, it was my mate. Yeah. He was with someone that's in the public eye. So he. Because this is before I went into Love Island, he said, "Oh, you should get an agent before you go in there."
Yeah.
Didn't even think that was a thing, okay. Right? I got an agent before I went in because my friend has told me this is what you do. So I didn't think it was a real signing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the geezer, whatever his name was, said, "Oh, sign this bit of paper, just means I can get work for you right away." I just thought, all right, so I signed it. Mm-hmm. Didn't really think nothing of it, forgot about it. I've still to this day never met him.
I've never met him, right? Okay.
I'm in Love Island, I'm smashing it.
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah.
So I'm smashing it. But I'm smashing it, but he's going around my mum's and that, da-da-da.
Are you changing?
Yeah, like, you know, saying, "Oh, this and do that for him." Anyway, I've come out, I was with Danny, and I went, "I don't want to work with this geezer. I don't know him, never met him. I'm just going to go with Danny's agent because that makes more sense," right? They went, "Yeah, that's cool. Went with Danny's agent. I'm getting work every day for months.
Yeah,
every day. Different things. The guy that I'd accidentally signed with, because my friend... No, but he's though. I didn't sign a contract. It was just a bit of paper.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. Like, and I trusted my mate. That was like, you got an agent before you were in Love Island. This is how fucked it was for me from the start, yeah? So honestly, I should have known it was going to get worse. Like, I signed the... the paper. I brought me Danny's agent because I thought that just made sense. I thought that was fine. You know, I just thought that no one would care.
Yeah.
Got with the agent. They're both getting work for me and stuff. That person who I'd signed the paper tried suing me.
Yeah.
For $100,000. Yeah. Mate, like, he's got a list of all the stuff that I'd done, right, and asking for his cut out of it. and he tried to sue me for 100 grand. I was like, oh my God, like, this is mental. From the start. And like, from the start, this is a couple of months out of coming out of the villa. I was like, what do I do? Danny's agents are saying to me, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll sort it. We've got you. We'll get you a good solicitor. We'll sort it. He can't do nothing. It's unheard of to try and take money off someone. This I'm a 26-year-old kid that doesn't know anything about this industry, and you're doing that to me.
Yeah.
Are you that hard up for money? How nasty is that to do that to someone? So he's done that. He's done that to me. Danny's agent saying it's fine. It's fine. He's the best solicitor. So that solicitor ended up taking 46 grand off me that they had suggested. Lucky I had this money.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like to Danny's agent, fucking hell, like, cheers for that. And then I still lost anyway, and I had to pay him 50 grand. So I lost, I had to do an out of court settlement for 50 grand to this guy that had made, that had tricked me into signing with him. And like, actually, why would you just leave it? You go, oh, he doesn't want to work with me, it's fine. Yeah. So why would you pursue someone and take 50 grand off a young kid that's never known anything about this industry? Why would you do that to him? He'd done that to me, so I had to pay 50 grand and the 46 grand for which Danny's agents had told me to use this solicitor. Listen, they was probably trying to help, but it was expensive.
Yeah.
So because he was expensive, I thought surely he's going to get this, not make me have to pay. He just said, you know, you signed a bit of paper, that's it. I was like, shit. So that's why I've not actually, I would never actually physically signed to someone. But then again, look, it's my own fault. It's my own fault for trusting someone that I knew so well. He wasn't doing that to fuck me over.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was helping.
Of course, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He thought he was helping.
It just ended up being quite expensive.
It just ended up losing me 100 grand before I'd even started in this industry. So at the time, I'm just pissed. And I've got the ump straight away.
Immediately.
A lot of people
win Love Island on a high. Jack started it.
I started it, 100 grand down. I started in this industry, 100 grand down because...
You started off worse off than when you started. When you went into the villa and you won it.
It's lucky I had the money.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you know, I'm working. This is like in 2018. I've not been paid for everything. If I didn't have that money, I'd have been fucked.
No, you would have.
And then... But luckily, I met the people that we're both with now. It's our thing.
It's our thing.
So they've got the same agent. Yeah. We're going to the Christmas party together.
On the Record with Chloe B is exclusively sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe 10 for an extra discount.
So I found another article.
When you decided
to work on like a construction site.
Do you remember that?
They just rinsed Jack for working on a construction site. They rinsed him.
Oh,
so basically, Jack can't work because of all these bad articles. Who gets a normal job and he gets rinsed? Like, you can't win.
You can't win. Mate,
it was
mate.
Like Love Island winner and then a photo of Jack on a digger.
But you know what? I was actually fronting it. I went, fuck him. I mean, you know what? I was riding about this digger, mate. I was going, yeah, boy. Like, I loved it. Like, so... But that's what I'm saying. Instead of going, do you know, this is why I don't know why they turned on me, because you could have easily gone, fair play though, like he's lost all that work because of the bad article, but fair play actually going out and earning some money.
Yeah.
No. That's not
what
they went, fucking what a wanker. He's on a digger. He's on Love Island, that cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, honestly, that was 2021, wasn't it? Things got a lot better after, actually. I fucked that off after a week. I weren't turning up anyway, to be honest.
Why?
Because it was too much of an early start. So I made it look like I was right grafting, but I weren't.
He wasn't.
I was used to it. I was crap. I was good at demo. That's like building talk.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
I just walking out with a hard hat on, looking busy, really.
So obviously, we spoke about just a few of the bad articles that have been wrote about you, Jack.
There's more.
There has been more recently. So obviously, is there anything you want to talk about the recent ones? Obviously, we don't have to go into it.
Nah.
Like, I feel like now, obviously, when I'm speaking to you now, I've been around you for 4 years. I've seen you in good places, low places. I feel like right now you're in a really good
really
place.
Really good place, yeah.
Do you, and obviously what you said to me is something that I've said to our manager and I've said to people around me, like, you're in a good place now, but the mistakes you made...
That's
a few
what I
months
say.
Ago is a what are catching up with you. So what would you say to people that read these articles about you? They don't know you.
Yeah.
What would you say to people without going into it too much?
I'd just say, look, whatever you read about someone, that's someone else's opinion on you. They're going to report facts that have happened, but there's no context to it. Yeah. I'm not saying I didn't do them things, and I'm all holding my hands up like, what an idiot. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's other factors as to why I'm doing it. Like, you know what I mean? I was struggling with my own mental health, that I'm not making decisions properly.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse, it's just that's how it is. you know, it's a, I'm a good person that's done a couple of stupid bad things, but it doesn't define me as a whole person, because I don't sit there and try and go on about all the wonderful things I've done, because I don't need to. I'm not doing it so people say you're great. I'm doing nice things for people, and I speak to people and help them, you know, if they need a chat and stuff like that. I'll do that because I want to do it, not because I want people to think how great I am. I'll just say, you can't believe it. Definitely don't believe everything you read, mm-hmm. ever. And you can't judge someone just through what someone else is writing about them. You can't. How can you judge? You don't know that person personally.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like that anyway. Like, I'd never read something. Or so you told me something about someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, that's what I think of them, because it's your opinion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even though we've probably got the same opinion.
He probably would listen to me.
Yeah, no, I would, yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, I'll just say you can't judge someone on what you've read about them.
So obviously, all these things we spoke about, they're not exactly positives. Like, apart from winning Love Island, that was a big high.
Yeah.
So moving forward, obviously, you are in a really good place
really
now.
Really good place, yeah.
So what do you think you want to do moving forward to make the changes you want to make? What's your plans? Like, what should people be excited about seeing from you?
I've got so much, but I just thought, let's narrow it down to what I'm good at, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was good at TV.
Yeah.
Good at it. Good at acting. Really good at acting.
Yeah,
all right. I know what I want to do, right? I'm going to go back to boxing. I was meant to be fighting in a few weeks' time, but because obviously of recent things, I can't drive there.
Okay.
So I couldn't get to the gym every day.
But the thing is as well, can I just add, all these mistakes you're making, yeah, they're your own, but you're dealing with the consequences of them.
I'm paying for them.
Like, you know, you're the one who's going to me, Chloe, I can't get to the gym. I'm going to have to pull out. You're dealing with it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's gutting. Do you not think I feel like I've let people down? Do you not feel like I feel like a pussy? Do you know, all I want to do is train and go to the gym and box. Of course I do, but at the minute it's not feasible because I can't get to where I was training every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, so it's going to be rescheduled, but I'm back to boxing training every day. It's just good for my head anyway. Get myself in the best shape possible. I think I'm back to work as well. So me and my mate, we've got a company doing what I used to do, send off supplier stationery. So I'm back to town. I'm speaking to all my old clients again. That's good for me because I need that routine of getting up, going to work for the day. Yeah. And then going home, but all the other stuff, like when I used to do brand deals and TV, that will come back to me. I mark my words.
Yeah, of course.
That will come back to me. But I've just got to be in a better place, and people have got to see. Actually, no. Do you know what? Fair play. He has made a change, because I was always advised wrong. Yeah, I was always advised. Oh, let's say you're in a really great place now. Ignore it. Don't comment on it. But actually, do you know what? When I've done things now, I'll comment on it and I'll address it, because I think. Me high trying to brush stuff under the carpet and not addressing it has made things worse. Because then, if I do something again, people are thinking, fucking hell, he said he was in a really great place last week, but that's just what I've been advised to say. When actually I should have gone, do you know what? I'm having a bit of a shit time. I fucked up. I've only gone and done it again because I'm not thinking straight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so that's what now I'll address the shit things I've done. I'll hold my hands up because they're wrong what I've done.
Yeah.
That's wrong. I shouldn't be going out getting on one. Like, when people were looking up to me, and I've won fucking one of the biggest TV shows in the UK,
yeah.
And I'm sitting there in the pub drinking, and do you know what I mean? It's not good, is it? And
no.
I understand that now, so I hold my hands up, and all them shitty things I've done, I'm paying for it. I'm on the driving ban. I'm the one doing community service for it. That's it. You know what I mean? So
we may be at a charity shop or something.
Oh, yeah,
at some
you want to? She wants
to
come.
Like to join
she
you.
Wants to. She went, oh, I'd like that. I'll come. So she'll be working at the charity shop with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I'm addressing stuff and I'm doing it. So all the other stuff, because I'm good at it. I'm good at the TV. I'm good at, like, you know. Filming.
Is there anything you'd want to do with, like, you know? Obviously, you speak very like much about your addiction problems and your mental health. Is there anything you would want to do to sort of help other people with that?
Oh, mate, I do it all the time. Anyway, like, I chat to people all the time that ask me stuff and go, oh, I'm struggling with this. And I always talk to them. So I'd love to do that. I'd love to reach out and help people with stuff. Do you know what? I said it to you. My main dream I want to do is like the Stacey Dooley type investigation thing. I'd be so sick at that.
You would.
I'd be sick at it. Like, I'd be so good at it. Because I'm not going in there as like this perfect person. I'm going in again. I've made some shit mistakes as well.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to people. It's more like realer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Raphael Rowe, who does
that
World Toughest
like
Prison.
You want to be like Raphael Rowe?
Yeah, he's great. I love him. I like that. Oh, that'd be my dream job to do that. Like, to do like World's Toughest Prison, something like that. But that style of like, that style of stuff. Because I think coming from me, like, it's real stuff, and I understand it. I get stuff. I've got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand it better than I'd say what most people would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it would work. It would really work.
So my last question for you is,
go on.
I've got two actually. So if you could if you could say something to the journalists that write stuff about you personally, and you could address them, what would you say?
I'd just say, I get you doing your job. come out for a meal with me. I guarantee you have a different opinion. You'll write a different story. I'll say, come out for a drink with me. No, I'd say to them, I understand it. First of all, what have you got out of that, apart from just losing someone a load of money and making them feel like shit? But like, I guarantee to any of them, what I'd say to them, you spend 10 minutes with me and your opinion will change, because you're not just writing about this thing or this thing that's happened, you're writing about an actual person. Like, if you knew the actual person, you wouldn't want to write that.
It's hard, isn't it? Like, I feel like sometimes with the press that they can really help us and they can give us really good press, and then when we're on the bad side,
you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. That's what it is.
And another question I wanted to ask you is, if you could speak to yourself before going into Love Island, like 26-year-old Jack is sitting in front of you, and you knew everything you knew now, what would you say to him?
Don't fuck this up, mate.
That's what you'd say.
Yeah, don't fuck this up.
And
mate,
would you do it all again, knowing everything that's happened to you now? And would you do it again?
Yeah, probably. But what, redo it?
Would you? No. So say if you knew everything that was going to happen.
This is three questions, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I'm interested. If you knew everything that was going to happen, like all the ups
and
downs.
I don't know why I'm saying like I've got a beat anywhere. Yeah. Oh, no, I've got a shoot.
Can't do one more question. If you knew all the ups and downs that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're just about to walk into the villa, and everything was going to happen the way it's happened, you know, everything you've just spoke about, what would you say to yourself? Would you do it, or would you go back home and just carry on selling stationery if you had the choice?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I'll be too, because of how my mind works, I'll be too fascinated. I'd want to do it. I would do it.
So you do it all over again?
Yeah, I would, because I'd want to know, what's that like?
And listen, all the ups and downs anyway.
Mate, it's just character building, isn't it?
It's character building.
It actually is.
It's character building. Well, I think that was amazing, Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That has been On The Record with Chloe B. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for sponsoring this episode of On The Record with Chloe B. With thanks to Blank Box Studio for their amazing podcast space. Please comment underneath who you would like to be our next guest, and make sure you catch our next episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube.